Trend number 3, the media transformation continues. To understand where we're going, it helps to understand where we've been. If you bought a new car 10 years ago, it came standard with a cassette deck, but a CD player was a somewhat expensive option. If you buy a new car today, it comes standard with a high-end CD player, but a cassette tape deck is an expensive and almost useless option. The cassette tape, which revolutionized the way we listen to and share music with others, is dead. Most technologies go through this sort of life cycle, from birth to maturity to obsolescence. But entertainment technologies are a special case. They change much more dramatically and frequently than most other technologies, and they are subject to huge disruptive changes. To understand how the rate of progress has accelerated, consider that the long-playing vinyl phonograph record was introduced in 1928. Cassettes eclipsed them 55 years later. But it took just 7 years after that for CDs to eclipse cassettes. Not all of our entertainment technologies will follow such a rapid pattern, but sweeping changes are emerging in every area, and many of them are destined to be swift, as well as profitable for those who can spot the trends. Video recording and playback technology followed a pattern similar to the one that unfolded in the music industry. Just a decade after the introduction of VHS, DVD discs and players went on sale in Japan. A year later, in 1997, they appeared in the U.S. Within 5 years, production of DVDs had surpassed VHS cassettes, increasing from 1 billion units in 2001 to 1.7 billion units in 2002, while VHS fell from 1.5 billion to 1.3 billion in the same period. In short, the video cassette tape, which was a revolutionary development in the entertainment world, had an even shorter lifespan than the audio cassette tape. Today, various digital technologies are poised to deal the final blow to the CD, the DVD, and the players for both. With the advent of the iPod in 2001, and with upgrades coming at a breakneck clip, consumers can get all the music they want from the internet. The CD's days are numbered. And an article in PC Magazine laments the impending demise of movie theaters in the face of technology that delivers a real theater experience in your living room. Most traditional movie theaters are already gone, replaced by multiplexes with screens not much larger than the ones now available for home use. Acknowledging this, movie companies are set to begin releasing DVDs of new films at the same time that the movies appear in theaters. But even DVDs appear to be doomed. In October 2005, Apple announced video entertainment that consumers can download from iTunes and play on the new video iPod. Partnering with ABC, for example, it's selling episodes of shows such as Desperate Housewives and Lost for $1.99 each, according to a report from Associated Press. Although some critics insisted that people wouldn't pay for video on demand, Apple reported selling more than 1 million downloads in the first 20 days of business. Hastening to catch up with what is sure to become the wave of the future for both TV programming and movies, separate deals were announced within weeks by CBS with Comcast and by NBC Universal with DirecTV, both of which will sell programs such as CSI and spin-offs from the Law & Order series for 99 cents each, according to an article in PC Magazine. Video on demand has been poised to take the entertainment world by storm for some time now, and these initial deals are simply a taste of what's to come. For not only is the hardware, such as the DVD, under a death sentence, so is the business model for distribution, advertising, and every other aspect of the business. Making this development even more interesting is the fact that Sprint PCS just introduced a phone that receives 17 channels of live television. Original programming is being created specifically for the small screens. Fox has already generated a minute-long miniseries based on its TV show, 24. And according to a recent report by CBS correspondent Anthony Mason, Sony just introduced its location-free TV base station, which can send television content from anywhere in the world back to a viewer's TV, DVR, or DVD for later replay. In light of these trends, we offer the 5 following forecasts for your consideration. First, the most intense and immediate battle in this arena is going to be over content. Those companies that can capture or create the most popular programming and movies will win, because people will gravitate toward that content. There will be big legal battles in sorting out who has the right to distribute that content and who profits from it. The only clear winners at this point are the lawyers. But new entertainment companies may form around this struggle for dominance. Second, all the technology for delivering this content will revolve around the internet. And it will all migrate away from wires and toward a universal wireless system. Let's face it, wires are a crude and clumsy technology. From the tangle behind every home electronics device to the millions of miles of wires lining our streets. The public demand for entertainment will drive all communication systems into a wireless age, where content will be delivered to everything from handheld devices like the iPod to home entertainment centers that provide a total theater experience. And the content will be everywhere, all the time, always on. Companies that can deliver this experience seamlessly will position themselves to be huge winners in the coming decades. Apple could be a contender. Third, these developments will have a near-term effect on newspapers that could destroy many of them if they don't formulate another strategy. The pressures on newspapers are directly related to the internet and changes in the entertainment industry. For example, the website Craigslist has made newspaper classified ads irrelevant, stripping them of a key source of revenue. In addition, many newspapers have been kept alive by movie advertising. With movie theaters rapidly becoming irrelevant too, that takes away another big source of revenue. Add bloggers to the list of threats, and it appears that many newspapers may simply fold in the coming years. Those that survive will be the companies that are intently focused on proactively changing their revenue streams today. Fourth, new portable technologies will emerge to take the place of devices such as Walkmans, iPods, and even laptop computers. At the Plastic Electronics Conference in Frankfurt, Germany last fall, a printable screen was introduced that can provide moving graphics on such things as concert tickets. Paint-on LCD technology is hot today. And within the next 10 to 15 years, we will see computer screens that can be folded up and put into your pocket. Connected wirelessly to a device like the Bluetooth earpiece, now common for cell phones, this screen will provide you with any content you call up, no matter where you are. And fifth, the very concept of advertising will evolve beyond what we can imagine today. Because of the highly targeted and on-demand nature of entertainment, enough will be known about each customer to deliver only those messages that customers want. Advertising, like entertainment, will be delivered by pull from the consumer, not push from a corporation. Moreover, it could well become the purview of the delivery company, not of any manufacturer of a product. For example, if Apple knows exactly what entertainment content you request, it may be in the best position to decide which ads you see. An entire new system of marketing will evolve from this phenomenon.